We have some special guests with us this morning that are going to be sharing. We have a testimony by Elizabeth and a sermon by JD. Did I get it right? See, I did it better than the first. Second service is always better. I'm just a little more awake. But I want to invite them up and please just welcome them and hear what God's laid on their hearts.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. So when I ask you answer back, usually I say good morning, they'll be like, oh. So thank you for saying good morning back. Well, it's a joy to be with you guys. And well, my name is Elizabeth. I am from Puerto Rico, and I'm 23 years old. And, well, I'm going to share a little testimony before JD. And I wanted to talk about two things before. I wanted to talk about, it was about in September. September, I had a car accident. And I fell asleep in the car, and I crashed into a tree, and I fractured my elbow, and I barely bruised my right knee. And thank God I'm I'm alive, because the car got totally totaled. So God really protected me there, and I saw how wonderful He was between that time. Besides of that miracle that He did in my life, I also saw that while I had my fractured elbow, I could not do a lot of things. And I'm a person who does a lot, because I like to work with anything and everything at any time. I am in charge of in the mission, because I'm a missionary full time. I work with the technical stuff. I work with the projectors. I work with the cables. I work with heavy stuff, as you can see here. And it was a struggle for me that time to not be able to carry anything, not be able to do my normal tasks. And one of the most difficult part about this is to ask for help. I know that asking for help might be something simple for a lot of people, but for me it was very hard, because for me, I like to do things on my strength. But that was what God was talking to me about. You cannot do things on your strength, because your strengths are not yours. They're my strength. Everything that you have, it's mine. And I was such in a fight with God. I was like, I am so tired. I'm frustrated that I cannot put my shoes on. I'm so frustrated that I cannot even do my hair because it hurt. And I needed to ask people to help me in the basic stuff. And there were moments that I went to my room and I cried. I cried because I can't believe that I just... How is this possible that I cannot do so many basic stuff? But that was God taking me to the extreme to tell me, like, you need me. You need me to help you. You need me in every part of your life. And this is something physical, so you can recognize it. Do you understand that you don't have your elbow right now? But you need me, my hands, to reach out for people, because I'm the one who does the job. I'm the one who is helping you get up every day. I'm the one who's going to help people, you know, be transformed and do amazing things in life. And during that time, it was very delicate. I saw how He also took care of me, in that I was His flower. And everybody has touched a flower before, and they're delicate. They're somewhat, if you touch them, some petals, you'll destroy them just because you touched them a little bit. And I could see how much that I've been so tough myself. And I could see how delicate I am in Him. And for me, that was something so essential in my heart, in my life. And most of all, I saw the body of Christ helping me in every way. Because when I could not do my shoes or put my shoes on, that is something very simple. I need to ask Daddy so she can help me put on my shoes. I needed people to help me put on jackets. I needed people to help me brush my hair. And even just getting in cars, that is something so simple to sitting down, but I needed help in, even in that. But when you see how great is the Holy Spirit helping you in each and every little detail, and you get into say, God is your will. I let you do your job on me and not what my strength wants to do. You'll see miracles happen. And that's how God will renew you. God will do great things and he will work miracles on you. And not also that God is working on you. He's working on other people at the same time. They're helping you. So I'm sharing this that, and I encourage every one of you guys that just be the body of Christ, be the hands of God, be, if you're like stubborn like me, you're like to do everything on your own. You know, there's sometimes that you need to stop and say, well, God, is be you and me. Do you want me to do this? If you don't want me even to do it, just let me know and just let him flow with you, in you. And also let other people help you. So, because that's the body of Christ, just all together with different abilities. So, thank you very much. Now, I present JD. I'll hand her up. Oh, no, she has a microphone, right?
Hello. Well, as we were saying before, and we said at the other service, it's a privilege for us to be here and just be able to share with you this time. We have, as Lindsay said, also we have had a great time in the city, in the town, just reaching out to people and sharing God's love, even with a salsa dance at the park. Like, we got the chance to speak with women and people over there, just sharing God's love and happiness and just bring this joy of the Lord to the city, and just like it's a blessing for us to be here. And I want to thank the pastor and you for having us here and also giving us the chance to share in the church. This is something like very important, and like pastor has like take care of this, so thank you so much. I want to begin a little different than I did in the service before. And I want to read on Jeremiah 2:13. And it says, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Jeremiah was a prophet from God, right? And he was sent to the people to tell a message that they didn't even really wanted to listen. Jeremiah was named called the crying prophet. I don't know if you say it like that in English, but he was always talking to the people, and the people didn't listen to him and didn't care about what he was telling them. But anyway, God had a purpose to send him to tell this words of God to the people of God. And he was telling them this. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. And this does not make any sense for us, or shouldn't make any sense for us, like to leave aside the water that is going to be good for us, and that is going to bring healness to us, and just the dig wells and or cisterns that cannot hold water, good water. But that was what the people of Israel was doing at that time. And I was talking about what is water in the sense of the physical, chemical water. And as we all know, it's oxygen and hydrogen atoms together. And I said before, I don't know what that really means, because I'm not so good in chemistry. But But yeah, the thing is that we need those atoms of oxygen and hydrogen together to be good for our bodies. We need it to be alive. So liquid, solid, or gaseous states, we have it all through streams, rivers, lakes, icebergs, clouds, fog, whatever you name it. Water can exist maybe in that in that way. And of all the water in the planet, 2.5% is fresh water. So we have to take care of it. And 98.8% of that water is ice or groundwater. So as I said before, drinking water is essential for us all, humans, even though it provides no calories or organic nutrients. So it's good for us because we don't get fat with it, but still we need it. Okay? It's critical for the proliferation of life. All known forms of life depend on water. It's vital as a solvent and as an essential part of metabolic processes. Yeah, in order for our body to work well, we need water. Civilizations have flourished around rivers and major waterways and other places where water is scarce. Access to clean water is a major fact in human development. Like civilizations cannot grow really well and develop really well where there's no water, because they cannot plant and have fruits and, you know. As water has been said as an important and essential substance for our own physical existence and development and health, the same way God has established like a parallel for our lives regarding our need of His living water in our life. And when He speaks about His living water, He's speaking about His Holy Spirit. We need, all of us need His Holy Spirit in our lives in order to be okay, to be alive, to be healed, to be restored, to be, like, redeemed, okay? So we have to stop looking in other places for the life that and the water that we only can find in Him. Many times, instead of fresh, clean water, we try to calm our thirst with all sorts of different beverages, Cokes, energy drinks, juices or whatever, but still we get to a point that we say, I need water, I don't want anything else but this, because this sweet beverage, it's going to cause me to have to be thirsty again, like it's not calming my thirst. And it is not till we get to drink water that we are finally satisfied and our thirst. The same way is in our lives. We try to cover our wounds, are like we have to cover everything in our lives with other sort of things. Even our spiritual needs, we need to we try to cover it and like satisfy them with other things. Even with like through working for the Lord, we try to, yeah, I'm working for the Lord all the time and doing ministry, this and that, but we don't take care of our spiritual relationship with the Lord of the work. And we lift Him aside and we are not cultivating this relationship with His person, the person of the Holy Spirit. So we have to go back to Him and stop, as I was saying before, stop digging cistern that cannot hold water, or maybe they can hold water, but it's not the water good for us that God meant us to have. What is that living water that God wants us to receive from Him? Why He wants us to receive it and to drink it? For what? For what do I need this living water and His Holy Spirit? You know that the Bible says that this living water can run from within us, from our inside out? John 7, verse 38 and 39 says, "Whoever believes in Me, as the scripture said, streams of living water will flow within him." So when I received this word and I read it, it's just, wow, Lord, this is not just for me, but You want for this water to run within me for others. And it's a privilege that we have this Holy Spirit, this water running from within us to be a blessing for others. It says, by this he meant the Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. So as we believe in Jesus as our Savior, and we go practicing our faith in him, declaring that we believe in him and his word and his work, streams of living water will flow from within us. And that's, for me, that's great. I love to see and to know that God is using me, and he wants to use me, and he wants to use us all to bring his Holy Spirit to wherever we go. But we have to first believe in him. This is a lecture for our faith to grow, so his Spirit can manifest to us and in us to believe in him, to trust in him, so that living waters can flow from within us for his glory, always for his glory. The living waters of God are meant to save, to heal, to bring life. Every time the Bible speaks about his living waters, it speaks about life and healness and eternal life and renewal and so many beautiful things. Ezekiel 47, verses 6 to 9. It says, he asked me, son of man, do you see this? Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah, where it enters the sea, and then when it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh. So his water brings transformation. Okay? Waters that couldn't be drink before can be now living waters, like fresh waters. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. And I love that phrase. So where the river flows, everything will live. If you need life to come again to your marriage, to your relationships, to your children, to your mind, to your heart, to your emotions, to your calling, where the river flows, there's life. Where do you need the living water of God? The water that brings revival, life, healing, restoration, renewal, as I was saying. The water that saves. The Bible says this water is for eternal life. We can drink of this water for eternal life. Do you need it in your soul for salvation? Have you accepted Jesus and received his Holy Spirit in your heart and in your life for salvation? Do you need it for your marriage, as I was saying, for your children, for your calling to be awakened? Maybe you have left aside some things that God have told you before, and you have to just see them be awakened again for God. Maybe in your heart, you need this water to clean it, to renew it. In your family, to heal relationships. His living waters flow when you decide to believe in him. Jesus said, for those who believe in me, rivers like streams of living water will flow. But first we have to believe. We have to declare, yes, Lord, I believe that you have this living water, that you are this living water. And not only that, but these living waters are going to run, are going to streams of living water are going to come from within me to bless others. So his living waters flow when you decide to believe in him, when you have faith. His Holy Spirit that brings salvation and everything that I've said already comes and flows when you take steps of faith, when you start to declare that you believe in this. Today, God is inviting us to stop digging broken cisterns, to stop looking anywhere else, and go to the real fountain, to the real source, to the good source, that is Him, Himself. He's inviting us to ask for His presence in our life and go and ask Him for this water, as Jesus did to the woman at the well. We're going to look at John 4, verses 10 to 14. And it says, Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where you can get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his son and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him spring of water welling up to eternal life." So once again, Jesus says, this water will become in him, in us, a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So Jesus does not only wants us to receive this water for us, like to keep it for ourselves, but also to give it to others. These living waters come just from the throne of God for us and for others, and God gives us this water to be a blessing, to heal and bring life to others if we have received it as well. Revelation chapter 22, says, "The angel showed me the river of water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations." So those trees that were growing right at the river border were full of life. And imagine if this river is inside of us, how much fruit can we bear for God, you know? So this river comes from the God's throne itself, and He allows it to flow from within us. It's a great privilege. It brings fruits of blessing and healing to others wherever we may go. But the key for those living waters to bring blessing and healing, wisdom, restoration, salvation, eternal life, is for us to first believe in Him. We have to accept Him in our hearts, and we have to believe that it's real, that He can do this, and He can heal our hearts with His water. He can just bring restoration, bring renewal, bring life, and also through us, bring it to, like, take it to others. Okay? So we have just to ask Him for it. It's just that. It's not difficult. It's not like a chemical equation or whatever. It's just that. It's just to believe in Him, and we'll have His Holy Spirit, His living waters. And He'll give us wisdom to know how to just to receive it and for to let it work in our lives, okay? So, yeah, we just want to pray right now, and I'm going to ask Pastor to come and lead the prayer. Thank you very much, and I hope this has been a blessing for you.
There we go. Let's just take a moment and bow our heads, as we usually do on Sundays, and just allow the Holy Spirit to kind of highlight for you those things that were shared that He especially wants you to to remember and to make a part of your life. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are indeed a limitless fountain of living water, that you are the living water, that you refresh us, that you renew us, that you help us to grow. Lord, we pray that your Spirit would truly be speaking into our lives, transforming us from the inside out. We pray that we would be filled to overflowing, and that living water would be splashing all over those who we come in contact with. Lord, we thank you for the team from Youth with a Mission from Puerto Rico. We thank for JD and what she shared with us this morning, as well as Elizabeth's testimony. We thank you that you are working in lives all over the world, and that you're working in lives in this room this morning. And so I pray that you would just, as you promise in Scripture, that you would bring to completion that work that you have begun in us. And Father, we thank you that it's all through Jesus. It's all through what he did on the cross. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.